Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Congratulations. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is the beginning of the show. This is the start of the show. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is joining us live from New York City. And as you could probably tell, as you probably guess, tonight we're going to be talking about Tom Brady because he's done. He's cooked. It's a wrap. He's going to stay home. I believe him this time. Anyway, we got a lot of Brady to get into. Here's the deal. I first want to say thank you. As I believe I do most nights, I want to say thanks. Thank you to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening on SiriusXM channel 158. And thank you to everybody locked in on a smart speaker. Shep, how are you? Doing good, man?
I'm doing good, JR. I'm a little confused by the timing of Tom Brady's retirement. I get
well,
that it's
I
on
did,
the one-year anniversary of
Shep.
The last time he retired.
Shep.
I'm just confused because if you're him,
goodness.
How can he go out this way?
Shep.
Yes, I know I answered more than your question. I apologize.
I just wanted to know how you were.
I know, but I'm confused. That's how I'm
well,
doing,
Well, don't
JR.
Be confused.
How
we,
are you, sir?
We got 4 hours here, Tom Brady.
I know, but you do have the top six.
Well, we got 4 hours of Tom Brady.
Right. That's
I
true.
Just want to know how you are.
I'm
just
doing
you.
Well, JR, but I wanted to see how far he could push it.
Well, we got 4 hours to get to
I know,
that.
I know.
If you were in front of me, I'd give you a hug. I say, how are you? You go, Tom Brady. No, you. Just like the listeners, Shep, I tell the listeners, thank you for listening. I'm in Georgia. You're in New York. You. Let's try again, Shep, okay?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Shep?
Me myself as a human being on this particular
yes.
time in my life, I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking, JR. We can all do better. We can all do worse.
Good.
I am confused on the state of someone I have looked up to and emulated and admired for such a
doesn't,
long time.
Doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, I'm doing well, though. Thank you.
Good. Good. I feel like I'm speaking to Bob from Kansas, Shep. Come on.
Am I that bad about that right now? Bob
well,
from Kansas,
right now,
that's a low blow.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it's just like, I just want to know how you're doing.
I'm doing
nothing
well,
else.
My friend.
If
how
I'm asking,
you,
if I wanted to ask about Tom Brady, I'd ask. We got 4 hours. I want to give you a hug right now. Do I need to get on a plane after the show?
No, I appreciate you, Jay. I just feel like it's truly the end of an era.
Well, what happened today? I missed it.
Well, God knows he did it early enough.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, now that Shep has confirmed to me that he is good and he's okay, now we can get on with the show. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. We got a phone number here. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm on social media. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to give me a holler and you can't go ahead and pick up the phone, you can certainly reach out on the internet. It's an amazing place, depending on where you hang out. And so here's the deal. As Shep said, we know what the big news is for today. We know what took place, and it's some guy named Tom Brady, who at about 8:30 a.m. Eastern time decided to post a video message on his social media platforms, letting everybody know that he was done, that he was cooked, that he's going to stay his ass home for good. Don't listen to me. Take his word for it.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
No, damn, he had to cut out of that quick before he started boo-hooing and bawling. And I'm sure it's emotional. He's 45 years old. As he said, you only get one of these fancy goodbyes. He used one up last year. He's the most accomplished quarterback that the NFL has ever seen, especially in the modern era after all of the mergers, etc., the expansion. It's 7 titles. I don't want to call him the little engine that could, but he was at the beginning of his career. He has transcended American football. He was married to a supermodel. He is a celebrity away from the field because of his work on it. He's a 5-time Super Bowl MVP. 3-time NFL MVP, multiple Pro Bowls. He is going into the Hall of Fame 5 years from now. Let's just go ahead and mark it down. Go. I don't know if they sell flights that far ahead. I don't know if you can book a hotel that far ahead. But go ahead and plan on that one. What is there to do that this man did not? He did it all. Not everybody can be considered the greatest of all time, and football is certainly a unique sport here in the United States of America, in North America. Ain't nobody else playing this sport all over the world. Belongs right here in the 50 states. And all of our friends in Canada who like the CFL, congratulations. And we could pop up ridiculous versions of expansion in Germany and Europe. American football is American football. It's the most popular sport here in the United States of America, and he happens to be the most successful man to ever step out onto a field. This seems like there's always players, it doesn't matter what the sport is, that they have success, that they have storybooks of careers. If I have to think about the past, I don't know, 30, 40 years, we've had a few of these storybooks. You got a Tom Brady. You can't make this up. There's only been one guy to have this story. It wasn't Peyton Manning. He wasn't highly touted and heralded and expected to be the next big thing. This man came out of the 6th round, storybook career. I think about somebody who it feels like we just saw him play yesterday, and he's been gone, damn it, almost about 8 years now. Almost feels like a decade in Derek Jeter going on. That man had a storybook career. Highly touted guy comes up with the New York Yankees and spent his childhood with his grandparents in New Jersey being a Yankees fan, and lo and behold, drafted by the Yankees, one of the greatest Yankees ever. You can't make that up. Michael Jordan. Every time I go to the finals, I win. One of the most popular human beings to grace the face of the earth. There are people wearing brand Jordan all over the place, don't know a damn thing about Michael Jordan. You could think about a storybook. What about someone playing right now, similar to Tom Brady, or he just retired? What about LeBron James? Storybook in a story that's still being written. Tom Brady is the greatest man to throw a football or step out onto a field here in the NFL. That doesn't mean he was the greatest athlete. That doesn't mean he was the biggest star or the most eccentric. No, he was the best winner that the NFL has ever seen. And if we want to talk about storybooks, we can certainly go back to Otto Graham. I'm sure many of our older listeners remember him even before he got to the NFL, winning championships, going every single year that he played professional football, damn it, playing basketball. But the fact is, he didn't play in the NFL for his era he was. Didn't have the same amount of playoff rounds. Didn't have the same amount of teams. Leagues didn't go out of business. Leagues did not converge. None of that. Tom Brady's the most accomplished football player that we've ever seen. And I hope you enjoyed the past, I don't know, 22, 23 years. Because he's gone. And this is going to be a hell of a transition for him because this is all he's known. This is all he has done his whole life. Yeah, sure, he played baseball. And yeah, sure, he got drafted by the Montreal Expos. And he's played sports his whole life. The success that he's had on the field for him has transcended off of the field. His businesses, his movie that will come out tomorrow. If you want to buy a $150 Tom Brady hoodie, good for you. That'll also help him out. Everything that he has is as a result of his athleticism and his ability to monetize it. And God bless him. Because if God gives you a skill and you can make money off of it, ain't nothing better than that. And now it's going to be time for him to transition into something else. We remember the stop-and-go retirement from last year. It was exactly 1 year ago. After the speculation that he was going to leave, and a couple of days later, he decided to release the video himself. And about 40 days later, he said, no, I'm coming back. I'm not done. And then months later, we learned that his wife left him. That the Buccaneers went 8-9, that the offensive line went down into shambles, many players were injured or returning from injury, and Tom Brady didn't go out the way he wanted to, especially the year prior being eliminated by the eventual champions, the Rams. And that's the beautiful thing. I told you about storybooks, right? I told you about Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, LeBron James. Some of the most successful athletes in their individual sports. Winners. Seems like everything went perfect. Everything went right all the time, right? Well, that's because all of the successes and their determination and everything that they did overcame the failures, overcame the losses. Tom Brady didn't win every year. This man was around for 22 seasons. 23, last year, 2022, being drafted in the year 2000. He went to the Super Bowl half the time. He won 7 of them. Ask the Eagles, ask the Giants, or what happened the other times. Ask Tom Brady about when he had his knee blown out. Ask Tom Brady about Deflategate. Ask him about moving on to something new at the end of his career. That's a challenge in and of itself, and then still finding success. And so kudos to this man. Good on this man for having an amazing career, but being able to persevere through everything until he was 45 years old. In that final game a couple of weeks ago where they were eliminated, pushed out of the playoffs by the Dallas Cowboys. And Tom Brady was standing up there at the press conference. Oh, what does Tom Brady do? And, you know, he seemed kind of melancholy walking off of the field. And he kissed his mom and he kissed his dad. And he said what's up to his sister and he walked to the back. And he stood in the press conference and he pretty much told everybody. He's like, listen. Matter of fact, he thanked everybody. Listen to this.
Just want to say thank you guys for everything this year. I really appreciate all your effort, and I know it's hard for you guys too. It's hard for us players to make it through, and you guys got a tough job, and I appreciate all that you guys do to cover us and everyone who watches and is a big fan of the sport. We're very grateful for everyone's support, and I love this organization. It's a great place to be, and thank you everybody for welcoming me, all you regulars, and just very grateful for the respect, and hope I gave the same thing back to you guys. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You don't hear too many folks really badmouth Tom Brady. You don't. Over the past 23 years, for a man who was the most popular and well-known football player in America on earth, you didn't really hear teammates crap on him. You heard the opposite. For the most part, you would hear about how, yeah, he's Tom Brady, but he would act like one of the guys. He didn't run around looking for preferential treatment. And sure, yeah, Bill Belichick got on his nerves, but you never heard a bad word uttered about him, all things considered. We've watched him play for a very long time. He says he's not going to change his mind. I certainly believe him. I don't think he wants to go through the stress and nonsense that he did over the past year. I think Tom Brady wouldn't necessarily mind if he maybe had a real drink and not none of that avocado crap that he drinks. I'm sure he wouldn't mind an ice cream cone. We saw a video of him and his friend, David Beckham. Of course, David Beckham is his friend. Their kids were sitting around making pizza together. Yeah, Tom Brady had a slice of pizza. I'm sure his stomach probably flipped out after, maybe rejected it, said, what is this? But welcome to life, Tom Brady. He's not going to live a normal-ass life, we know that. But hopefully he will be able to spend time with his kids and his family. We know he has a transition into television. We'll get into that. But Tom Brady is done and he's gone. And regardless of whether you love the man, regardless of whether you hated the man, you got to respect the man. You got to respect the greatness that you saw. You should appreciate something special. You sat down and watched it. And so whether you were a fan of the Patriots, the Buccaneers, you could have been a fan of the Jets or the Bills or the Dolphins. You could have been a team that he just torched for 20 years. You got to respect greatness when it's right in front of you. And I don't know, maybe at the beginning of your lifetime you did, or maybe at the end. I don't know at what point of your life, you know, you're listening to me at right now. But there's a good chance. If you hear the sound of my voice right now, we know records are made to be broken, passing yards and touchdowns, etc. There's a good chance, if you're listening to me right now, that you won't see a career like this dude. I don't know what's happening with Patrick Mahomes. He got a long way to go. There was a point in time I didn't think anybody would break Kareem's record. But all of the records, it's a good chance that you have seen the best quarterback that we'll see, the most successful one in a very long time. And anybody who pops up on the screen and accumulates more stats and numbers and accolades, it's not something that any of us will be able to predict. If it happens, it'll be a hell of a surprise. Just like this Tom Brady guy, the 6th round draft pick. who's the most accomplished football player that anyone has ever seen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get your initial thoughts on this man, Tom Brady, walking away from football. We'll talk about the Buccaneers in their future. I want to give you an update on Jimmy Garoppolo and what this might mean for some of the other teams that wanted Tom Brady. We'll talk about his future. Greg Olsen has done an amazing job at Fox. Damar Hamlin has amazing news that he announced. And of course, I'm going to give you a new top six list. Things that I will remember the most about Tom Brady. And they're not all glowing. We got a lot to do here over the next 4 hours. 855-212-4CBS. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Tom Brady hopped on the internet early this morning and he let everybody know he's done. He's retiring for good this time. Ain't no coming back. He said, this time it's for good, and good for him. I'm for everybody pursuing whatever the hell they want to do in life. Unfortunately for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they went 8-9 last year. That's with Tom Brady. What the hell do you think they're going to do without the guy? Well, yeah, they're going to suck. They had the oldest roster in the NFL. You could thank Tom Brady for part of that. They were injured. They were old. They ran out of gas. So here's the deal. What do they do at quarterback? Well, they don't select in the draft until number 19. Are they going to end up with Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud? Highly unlikely. They may have to fall for a developmental guy. Maybe they end up with Anthony Richardson, who's very familiar with Florida. Maybe they decide to sign one of these, I don't want to call them bum quarterbacks, but maybe Baker Mayfield is starting for the Bucs. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo has no choice but to go to Tampa Bay to prove his value. Whoever the quarterback is next season for Tampa Bay, it's probably not going to end good. Let's just put it that way, unless they draft someone who they want to develop. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from Nova Scotia. Hey, Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks very much. So just for context, I'm 43 years old. And the reason I say this is because I was sort of reflecting on Tom Brady's retirement, like all sports fans are today. And out of all the prominent ones I can think of, there was always some sort of debate immediately about where their rankings were. So, you know, Roger Clemens retires and, oh, well, you know, he ain't no Nolan Ryan. Kobe retires. He ain't no MJ. But, I mean, the only other one I can think of besides Tom Brady that there was no debate was when Gretzky retired. And that was the first thing that popped in my head. Those are the only two I can think of where there's absolutely no debate on who the best players in their sport and at their position were. And that's all. Leave it at that. Thanks, JR.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. I don't disagree with that, not by any stretch of the imagination. He has no peer in regards to accomplishments in the modern era of the NFL. And we know the league revolves around its quarterbacks. QBs are the most important position. This isn't like, oh my God, the center scores or the wing player scores. No, this is the QB is where it's at, man. Everything revolves. The game revolves around him. The quarterback is the coach on the field. He's deciding the plays. He's changing the plays. He's driving the ball. He's the general on the field. He's the most important player. And okay, yeah, there's three facets of the game, but the name of the game is to score. And the quarterback's job is to move the ball forward and to hold on to it, to not give the defense a chance to do anything with it. And watching Tom Brady play over the past 20, 22 years, and then watching any other quarterback, Tom Brady had no peer outside of maybe Peyton Manning over the past 22 years. You can throw Drew Brees into that mix if you'd like, but Tom Brady, watching him, and let's say watching quarterback number 15 was night and day. And that was for a long time. And we saw the evolution of Tom Brady's career. They didn't let this man really start airing a ball out until, you know, several years into his career. And then we know as the NFL just went air everything, like everybody air Coryell, Tom Brady was throwing a rock with all of them. It's great to see the evolution. And to see him play, if you watch Tom Brady play a game, and then you just watched Joe Schmo, other quarterback, it was like Tom Brady was a computer. He knew exactly what was going to happen. His mind was decided. He didn't make some of these stupid mistakes. If you think about the quarterback position as a general, as someone commanding, and I hate war references, but someone who stands there and is straight a leader, when did Tom Brady run around and waver? When did he look indecisive? When did he look unsure? Every time I saw him, he was out there ready to strike. He knew what he was going to do. Watch one of these young quarterbacks. Damn it, watch some of these older veteran quarterbacks making tons of money, and these guys are running around making mistakes, looking goofy, looking doofy, not being assertive. I didn't want to see Tom Brady with the ball at the end of a game because he was going to go down the field and light you up. And if he didn't put the ball in the end zone, he set the kicker up to do it. He actually got a Super Bowl, a couple of them from that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Matt is here from San Diego. What's up, Matt? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, he's far from the greatest of anything. Let me tell you, there's a lot of, you know, you could take that number 15 quarterback you were just talking about and throw him into Belichick's system and the cast around him. He'll do the same darn thing. They can all pass the ball and big deal. So all he did was have a great system, great coaches, great plays, and a great cast around him. So, and you know, to add to the last thing that guy said about one of the greatest was Gretzky, you can add two more to that. You can add Muhammad Ali and Jack Nicklaus. Ain't nobody better than either one of them in their sport, and I don't care who it is. But I just have no respect for Tom Brady. I can't stand him. Look what he traded his family for a stupid game. That's the mentality of this idiot.
You tell me more.
There you go. Well, I don't know. You can ask. I'll tell you. But I don't like him.
No, the floor is yours. Keep going.
Well, you know, I think I pretty much said it. I think you get the message.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you sharing that from San Diego. Well, Tom Brady's an idiot for trading his family for football. Okay, I didn't know you were in the bedroom with him and his wife, but I'm glad you were able to share that. Martin is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going tonight?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. So I just want to say, like, I'm a diehard Steelers fan. Not that that matters, but, you know, we played Tom Brady a lot over the years. I've been alive, and, you know, he beat us a lot more than we beat him. But I think the last two times we played him in Pittsburgh, we beat him, which was Tampa Bay and the Patriots. I think it was in, like, 2017. And so that was good to see that. But I never really started liking him and recognizing that he was good until I was probably, like, I don't know, 15 years old.
Oh, okay.
So, but now, like, you know, his career ended and him retiring, you know, I recognize he's great. And if you didn't have, like, a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter against him, it wasn't safe because I've seen him come back from 14 down, 16 down, and win a lot of games. But, you know, Tom Brady, man, he would dice your defense all up, and it didn't matter if you had the best defense. But one other thing I wanted to say, too, is like his supporting cast, he didn't always have the best wide receivers. I remember like Julian Edelman and I think it was Chris Hogan, and you know Gronkowski was always good, but you know them guys was really like you never heard of them, and he was able to win Super Bowls with them kind of guys. You know what I mean? So he didn't always have the best talent around him like some of these other quarterbacks now, you know, and he was still able to do the things that he did. So he's hands down the greatest quarterback I've ever seen in my life, and he'll probably stand that for the rest of my life too, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
Well, thank you, Martin, for calling from Pennsylvania and adding some legitimate reason from our last caller who just said Tom Brady is a product of Belichick's system. How's that system looking right now? How's it going with Mac Jones? We can just plug anybody in, right? I mean, I'm expecting people to lean one way or the other. I would say most folks now, unfortunately, say the opposite. They go, oh, well, Bill Belichick wouldn't have nothing without Tom Brady. Like Bill Belichick wasn't out here busting ass and winning Super Bowls, helping the New York Giants win Super Bowls when Tom Brady was in middle school scratching his butt. I mean, come on now. You got to give credit where credit is due. And so to say that Tom Brady is just a sole result of Belichick's system, what happened when he went to Tampa? Did I miss something over the past 3 years? Did he do anything in Tampa Bay? I'm not so sure. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. I know Shep has a point to make about Brady's announcement, and then I want to talk to you about Jimmy Garoppolo. Is there a chance that he stays in San Francisco, or does Jimmy G end up with the Bucs? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, I want to talk about broadcasting. That's where Tom Brady's supposed to end up next. Supposed to end up next. And his job, him taking that gig, is going to move somebody else the hell up on out the way. Like Greg Olsen. We're going to talk about that at the top of the hour. I'm going to give you a top six list in a next hour after that. So we got a lot to do. 855-212-4CBS is the number if you want to holler at me. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I mentioned the Tampa Bay Buccaneers having to figure out who their next quarterback is going to be. And Kyle Shanahan, if you probably just heard from Marco Belletti, he let everybody know who his quarterback is not going to be. We learned and witnessed this earlier this week when Brock Purdy tore the UCL in his elbow. We know Trey Lance is supposed to be recovering from his broken ankle. He's still under contract. No guarantees that the San Francisco 49ers will keep him. Maybe I say hold on to him as insurance. But Jimmy Garoppolo is a free agent. He's done. His foot did him in. Brock Purdy took over. And I know last year we went through the Jimmy Garoppolo staying situation. Can they trade him? Well, of course he was hurt, recovering from shoulder surgery. And they couldn't trade him. And so their benefit, it worked out. But today, in speaking to the media, Kyle Shanahan was asked directly, are you going to keep this man around? Are you going to see Jimmy G in a 49ers uniform next year? And Kyle Shanahan, he was very clear. And the reporter had to ask him twice. And he said, yeah, man, I'm clear here. Listen to this.
Is there a scenario in which you guys could see Jimmy being back? And if so, what would that look like?
No, I don't see any scenario of that.
Garoppolo.
Yeah, no, I... Gotcha.
Yeah, do you see Jimmy coming back? No. Garoppolo? Yeah, no. I know who you were talking about. No. I don't know how many different ways they wanted to ask him, but the answer is still no. Herb is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm amazing, Herb. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, and you're doing an amazing job. I appreciate listening to you all the time here in Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Well, what you got?
Well, so, you know, a lot of my buddies and fan base in Pittsburgh, quite honestly, we're tired of hearing about Tom Brady. We heard about it last year, and it kind of screwed up Ben's exit there a little bit. But my personal feelings are Tom is the greatest of all time. I mean, there's nothing you can take away from him for that. But here's my question to you. I really don't give two dimes about Tom Brady myself. What I want to know from you, and what I haven't quite heard yet, and maybe you've given it out, but I haven't heard it, is the second half of the Steelers season this year, I realize, was a little bit easier on the schedule than a lot of people's. But I want to know your personal feelings about whether we have improved or whether just the schedule itself got too easy for us. And I'd like to hear your comments on that.
Oh, absolutely, Herb. And thank you for calling up from Pittsburgh. I think it's – well, I'll answer you. No, I don't think the schedule was too easy in that latter half. When you think about the winning streak that the Steelers went on, when you look at the improvement of Kenny Pickett, when you look at the job that Mike Tomlin did, it's not easy to win in the NFL. It's not easy to win at the clip at which they won games. And it wasn't just that winning streak to conclude the season. If we got to look at what their last 7 or 8 games, they had one loss. And I don't care if you're taking on the Houston Texans or the Seattle Seahawks are starting to fall apart. It's not easy to do that, especially with a young team that's in the process of rebuilding, that still ended up with a positive record after they started off like complete trash and turned things around. And so I get it. Yeah, I know you mentioned Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady ruined the exit of Ben Roethlisberger and his attention. Things will be fine for the Steelers, man. They'll be cool. Eddie is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I was. I just wanted to just make a comment about the whole Brady situation. I wouldn't go as far as one of the other callers went saying that there's so many quarterbacks that are greater than him. I just want your opinion on this. When you factor in the GOAT, right, and we're talking about the greatest, and you look at the players that played before him and the rules that they had to play under, and you look at how Carson Palmer, 2 years prior, 2006, I think it was, he got his knee blown out in a playoff game. Nothing happened. Then Brady, 2 years after that, gets his knee blown out, and then now they changed the whole way that the quarterbacks are officiated. You can't hit them below the knee. You can't hit them above the shoulders. So do you think that that also factors into, one, his longevity, and two, you know, somebody who's not mobile like him can just sit back there and throw darts across the field with, and you see what happens when he gets tackled. He looks at the referee and they throw a rough in the passer. So that's just my opinion.
Well, yes, the rules have obviously changed. We know that. And the rules have changed for everyone. And we certainly know that over the past 5 or 10 years that we've seen more mobile quarterbacks, and it's almost a prerequisite to play the position that you are able to move around. Despite Tom Brady not, quote-unquote, being fleet of foot, the man knows how to operate in a pocket and avoid pressure. That's a skill. I've never played quarterback in the NFL, but I can sit down and watch enough guys to say, well, what he does is different, and he can't move. You know, it's not like Tom Brady's entire career that guys were expected to run around and move. For a good portion of his career, a lot of dudes were like Tom Brady. You drop back and you throw the ball. And even as the league sped up and more people were throwing deep and he dropped back, for some reason, I don't know if we want to call it magic, Tom Brady would still not absorb a hit. And a lot of that has to do with the pre-snap read and being able to study before the games, being able to apply that onto the field. And so it's not just about what he did or didn't do physically or how rules were adjusted. You could watch a game and realize that he was prepared, that he was smart, and that there was a lot of it that just had to probably come natural to him. And so I understand your point, but I'm definitely not going to take that away to say rule changes, allowed him. Yeah, it allowed longevity for a lot of people. We've had Terrell Owens here on the air, and Terrell Owens said, and he played in the league, he's in the Hall of Fame, and he says, yeah, if Tom Brady's able to stick around because he didn't get hit. You know what? That applies to all of the quarterbacks, and he's been able to stick around a little bit longer than all of them, so I'm not going to take that away from him at all. Joe's here from San Diego. Go ahead, Joe, quickly.
Yeah, hi, JR. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I've followed Tom Brady his entire career from the beginning of the Tuck rule, so I, being a Raider fan, I was already bitter. But the bottom line is the guy is one of the smartest quarterbacks. The Patriots, who never really went for the skill position players other than Randy Moss, and they got Corey Dillon for a little bit, their thinking was offensive line. And they had great protection for him in all the years he was there. He never really had problems in the pocket until his last year in Tampa Bay when the guy retired and basically the whole core left. But I always wonder, he's coming out not like Joe Namath with bad knees, Jim McMahon with a concussion, Joe Montana experienced arthritis and stuff. And like the caller before me said, the rules are different. And I venture to guess if he played when Ken Stabler, Terry Bradshaw on them guys, would he be walking out?
I think most of us can agree and say no, he wouldn't. He wouldn't last until 45. And we had that conversation earlier on in the season as just roughing the passer just became egregious. Like, you can't breathe on the QB. That's not to say these dudes aren't getting hit, that they're not absorbing hits, that Joe Burrow wasn't hit 41 times this past season and smacked around another 55 last year, that we don't have dudes standing in the pocket being hurt like Lamar Jackson. Yeah, it's a different time, and it's going to be a benefit to a lot of players because, first of all, it's a business, and you want the best guys out there. You want to maintain the integrity of the game, but you want your best players playing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Brady's future. We're going to talk about the announcement on the other side. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.